Radar RV. Good morning, NADMH Mobile.
DMH, K8R RV. Good morning to you. How are you, sir?
Oh, you tell me. I'm out and about at 6:30 in the morning. I'd rather be sleeping, so take that as you will, I guess. I don't know.
Afternoon, saying you're going to be over this way early, so, yeah, I would be on my way to work, but I get to go to Petoskey today and go see a plumber about a Roto-Rooter. I've been chugging down the liquids for the past 16 hours, so, yeah. You get old, you get those wonderful types of tests at hospitals.
Yippee! Anyway. I'm headed over to Lafarge Presqu'île today. And so far I've only got a couple things on the list there, and we'll see how it goes after that. But that's always subject to change, I suppose. But if all goes well, we'll be back. In it. I'm not even going to say that now, because if whenever I say that, something goes wrong.
Hi, yeah. Well, anyway, I figured I'd just give you a jingle, and you know that I was over here, and I knew that you were on your way over. I figured I'd give you a heads up to have a good trip, and it should be a nice day for some travel, at least in the morning. Looks like there's a possible rain this afternoon. But anyway, good luck with your day, and hope all goes well.
Yep, we'll do. We'll try our best out here. And you have a good one, and good to hear from you. K8RRD. NADMH Mobile, Traverse City. We're making our way east and staying awake.
Here's the repeater.
Good morning, Dylan. NADMH Mobile.
Morning, Drew. How are you doing today?
It's Friday, so it's always a good day, right?
That is true. That is true. You got as much energy as you did earlier in the week when we spoke?
No, but the coffee is helping. I'm actually on my way over to Lafarge Presqu'île. I still got about an hour and a half to go. I completely forgot that, what was it, Old State Road is closed up until Meridian Line, Meridian Line Road or whatever that is. So I had to take the detour, so that added another 10 minutes to the drive this morning.
Yeah, they're trying to get the construction in before winter gets here, and it's getting irritating up this way, too. I-75 constantly under construction up here, and it's been ridiculous.
Yeah, fortunately, I haven't had to go up there that often for work, but I bet that'll change next week now that I said that, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's a three-hour drive. So, but the nice thing is when I go out this far, it's usually, I'm only going to this location, and then I'm going home. So, because it's 6 hours round trip, and combine about a couple hours of labor, that's a full day right there, so. And since it's Friday, usually that's go home early day.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I'm hoping to get out earlier today than what I normally do. I was on call this week, so I've got some hours over, and I was working late a couple days, so we'll see. What are you doing over there in Presqu'île?
So we're doing, I am doing, we've got a Vigilon camera system for the quarry, the Lafarge Holcim quarry over there, and apparently there's One of the people over there wants access to the system, so I got to go over there, add credentials, because we aren't allowed to have a VPN to their server, so I have to do everything on site. I go over there, go into the back room, and actually log in, physically log into the server, add credentials, and then install the client on their computer, and then get them all set up, make sure that works. And then there's one truck they're having radio issues with. So get those two taken care of. Knock on wood, shouldn't be too bad, and then get the heck out of there.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be, I don't want to say an easy day because that'll give you shit, but it sounds like it'll be a decent day for you. So do you guys use your own vehicles, or do they give you a company van or something when you travel?
Company vehicle. I wouldn't dare put this many miles on my car, especially with how many it already has on it. That would just bring its death so much. It would just bring it to its death so much quicker. This is my second work, or third, actually. So I guess the second one was kind of a short term, but my first work vehicle was... No, this is the fourth one. So the first one was a Ford Transit Connect, and then I upgraded to a Grand Caravan. Then that one got up quite high in the mileage territory, about 170,000, and then they were like, we don't know if you really want to be driving that really far with how many miles are on it. And I said, yeah, fair enough, especially since something's up with the heater core and it's steaming up the windshield and it makes the entire vehicle smell like coolant. It's kind of a wonderful time. So that one kind of went away. I had a Ram 1500 truck for a little bit, a newer one. It was a base model, though, so it had nothing special in it. And now I've got, this one's probably going to be a pretty long term, another Grand Caravan, but it's a Grand Touring, and it's got all the bells and whistles in it, and I haven't even gotten all my stuff that I had from my original van in here, my other Grand Caravan in here yet, so I still got to drill the holes in the roof for the antennas and all that fancy stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, I like the vans myself. I remember we had a Transit at the last place I worked at. I don't know what happened, but when it got warm, man, it smelled like some bad BO mixed with, like, some fish. It was weird. You could never get the smell out of it.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, that Ford Transit Connect that I was driving was used to be, like, some animal control vehicle or something, which was kind of weird because it was super tiny. It was really small to be animal control, but it just smelled bad, especially when it got hot. And the worst part is it didn't have air conditioning. That was not great.
Yeah, those are always fun. Yeah, I didn't mind the Transit. They're not low, but they're good height to load in and out with stuff. You have to bend down so much, but they're not too high either. I don't know. They're perfect for, you know, a business vehicle. Some are a little bit on the smaller side, but I always like those things.
Oh, yeah. The Transit Connect was actually kind of interesting. It's like they basically took a Ford Focus chassis and made it into a van because it handled surprisingly well. It was not fast, but it handled surprisingly well, which was really interesting. I was like, well, this could be fun. You could totally grab a bunch of these, like some of them that are starting to fall apart or whatever, and just have this sick racing league with them. It would be the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah, Ford released, I don't remember what it was, but it's similar to the Transit, and it's not the Escape or a Focus. So it's an SUV, but in between, I think it was like an Eco something. It was only for a few years, and it was like it was smaller than the Escape, but bigger than the Focus. So I know the Transit's in there, but it was a little bit smaller, and it handled the same way, and I like the look of it, but I was looking at those, and I was looking at a new vehicle. A few people had them downstate. I think it was like a 2013, maybe. But there was a lot of Ford stuff around that time that had some bad transmission issues. That's what I ended up getting a while back, is I bought a 2013 Ford Escape, and last paycheck I finally paid it off. But I was like a year and a half into it, transmission went, and I was like, okay, let's get a new one of those. And it was worth the cost for a refurb transmission, which they're sealed units, you can't have serviced yourself, you gotta have it done by the factory. It was more than the vehicle was. It was over $6,000. And I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. Even trying to get a used one from James down there, they wanted $4,000, plus to have it installed, it was still going to be like $6,000. I'm like, it wasn't worth it to me, so I ended up finally paying off the vehicle. And it just sat in my dad's yard for a while, and now it's at my brother's house, but down in, well, he lives in Thompsonville, so, but I'm glad to be done with that, but now I got another vehicle I'm paying on. I just got a newer-to-me truck.
Hey, Steve. It's not a Ford Edge, is it? So they still make the Ford Edge, and that's like the difference, that's like in between an Explorer and an Escape.
No, I just looked it up, it's a Ford EcoSport, and they stopped making them in 2023. It was a subcompact crossover SUV. And it wasn't bad, but it didn't come here till, oh, I'm sorry, they made it overseas and they brought it to North America in 2018, but they stopped making it here in the U.S., or selling here in the U.S. after 2022, so it's an EcoSport.
Yeah, I don't got service here. I'd pull it up in here, but I can't. Anyway, interesting. And I feel like every car manufacturer around the same time period had transmission issues. Well, I guess Dodge didn't really have transmission issues in 2013 to around now. They had transfer case. Well, no, they did have transmission issues. Never mind, I take that back. We had a 2013 Ram 1500. It was the first model year where they were starting to put the CF8C in the truck. And it wasn't a super crazy truck, it was just a V6 model, but, in the wintertime, or even not even in the wintertime, like, even if it was a two-wheel drive, the vehicle, like, if you would go in reverse, it would, like, randomly come out of gear. And then it would sit there, and you would hear the dial kind of spin around and go, here we go. And eventually it would just itself.
Power steering aftermarket mount for it, and all that kind of stuff, and it's got, I mean, the tires alone on it are $2,000. They're like 34s or something like that off-road, and they probably have got 5,000-6,000 miles on them. Like, they still have the little hairs on them and stuff. It's gonna, they'll last me through probably the life that I have it for, at least when I'm paying it off over the next couple of years.
That's cool. There you go. Good stuff. All right, John, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to focus on the driving here and turn up some music. But good to talk with you, and we'll probably catch out here tomorrow, next week. So, we'll say 73, KEHUFF, and HGMH Mobile. 73.
73 to you too, Drake. Yeah, I'm here at work. I'm going to run in and start working. At least it's Friday, though. But yeah, 73 and 8 DMH, KEHUFF, clear.
KE8FGW monitoring.
Give me this, LeBear.
WAX, monitoring, mobile, Cyber City.
KE8FGW, monitoring.
KE8FWR.
WRB2572.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox 2B Whiskey, monitoring.
NAPCT Mobile. For UFD monitoring.
NAPCT Mobile listening. NAPCT clear.
This is KE8FJW monitoring.